What are the statistics like in the United States? Is it 1/10 or 1/100 of the people who have home births? Brenda?
I honestly don't know the statistics. I mean, I would imagine that they would vary state to state dramatically, but it is very lopsided in our country. There is not a large number of home births. There certainly is women in our community and around our state who have had home births and have been extremely pleased with that kind of care. Since I don't know the stats, I don't want to even quote anything, but it's not a number that is like a third.
And Martha?
The last statistics I remember for the number of births that are attended by nurse midwives was around 20%. So home birth is probably a lot less than that, since most nurse midwives practice in a hospital setting.
This change that you mentioned, Brenda, from, I guess, essentially doctors being in control of it, doing surgery to get the baby out, to more of a midwife presence, when did that really gather steam? When did that kind of change start coming into the public presence?
With the upsurgence of midwifery coming out of Kentucky, basically, nurse midwifery, probably women in general demanded a different kind of care starting in the 60s. Midwifery started to very much grow in the early 70s. The biggest boom of nurse midwives coming out of college-prepared, master's-prepared programs and attending births has increased steadily since the 1970s.
I'm sure a lot of us have relatively little idea of what a nurse midwife does. Are you just a replacement for the doctor? Does that mean that doctor only comes in under emergency? What do you actually do as a nurse midwife? Martha?
Midwives provide care to women who have uncomplicated pregnancies and childbirths, and that also extends to well woman care throughout the lifespan. So we provide the basic services of the actual physical care, but also expanding that to a more nursing model that includes emotional care as well as consideration of needs related to family and relationships with the community, emotional, spiritual aspects, as well as purely the physical. So we, as far as function, perform a lot of the same physical examination and assessment functions that physicians do, looking for any signs of complications that might require the involvement of a physician if there are problems found. There are some common variations of health that midwives can manage, but basically it's provision of health, an attitude of focusing on the natural course of events in a woman's life and helping her maximize her health in her normal life passages, as well as providing education and information that allows a woman to make a choice about what is best for her, since she is the one that knows herself and what she needs, what her strengths are, what her lacks and needs for information are, so that she can choose her care that best suits what she needs.